Hecate is not a closed deity, and here is why. Hellenic polytheism is not a closed religion, and no deities of the pantheon are closed to worship. Their work is not a true initiatory tradition or practice in modern Hellenic polytheism. You don't require initiation into it. It is more, it leans more towards witchcraft at this point as well. And to say that you need a near-death experience to be initiated into this is not only wrong, it is also dangerous to encourage. Even if there were a revival or some sort of reconstruction of what we know, what little we know about mystery rites and those associated with death, they aren't a standard for Hellenic polytheism and therefore not an overarching tradition or path of work that is closed to practitioners. You don't need to initiate yourself or be initiated to work with the dead or death things or chthonic associations or even things like cursed tablets. There's a name for this, Goetia. And you can search up about it and read about it and buy books associated with it, such as translations of the PGM, which it's basically a path of sorcery and doesn't need you to be initiated for it. Going beyond death work not being this sort of initiatory practice in the context of modern Hellenic polytheism, we can look more about how expansive Hecate is and the fact that death work isn't her sole or most closely linked association or domain. Here are a few starting points. Household worship by Labrys. Here you can see how Hecate is a household protector and household goddess, and she was found in Hecateia, so statues where she's facing three ways, at gateways, in front of houses, and at crossroads. And the simple fact is that if she was only a chthonic deity or only associated with the dead in some capacity, then she wouldn't be there guarding households because one way to say it is that the ancient Greeks would not want death on their doorstep. Any book by Sarita Deste, and especially Circle for Hecate by Sarita Deste, are good reads in terms of Hecate's mythology and her history, and learning who she is beyond what we know in modern day, this really strong chthonic association. Because this was a later addition, and there was so much more to her from her past that is to be discovered, so you could have a lot of fun learning about that. Another great starting point is Sarah Ellis Johnston's Restless Dead, and especially the chapter called Hecate and the Dying Maiden, because that goes through how Hecate may have gotten her association with the Restless Dead. And it's just a great read because it associates or puts together crossroads and also a type of restless spirit that is representative of young women who weren't able to make their transition through to womanhood. And it plays into how she's a protector of young women and children. And so that is a good one to look into what is basically one of her only associations with death, which is the restless dead. Not particularly the dead or death overall. Those are other deities such as Hades and Thanatos. So if we do a little recap, Hellenic polytheism is not closed. Hecate is not a closed deity. Death work is not a solid path that is within Hellenic polytheism or modern Hellenic polytheism that requires initiation or is barred from people to work on it or bars people to work with or worship Hecate. You can get into Goetia or sorcery. Saying death work requires a near-death experience is wrong and dangerous. Hecate is more than just a goddess associated with death or the earth or like underworld or Chthonia. She is a household protector and household goddess. She has a long history that is really interesting and goes beyond all of these chthonic associations, which are still, of course, very valid in how we honour Hecate, but isn't only who she is. And also, there is reading out there for where her associations with the restless dead come from, which is really interesting to read, and also shines a light on where she sits with that. Hecate is not a closed deity to worship or work with, and let me know if you have any questions.